becoming aware of one another now. And what we mean by that is allowing your awareness to expand. Your sense of self becomes more clear, and at the same time you expand and you sense the expansion of this field, this group energetic. So you both sink into your own breath, your own body, your own frequency signature. And you also become aware of this magnificent fabric of light and frequency and energy that is all of us together. And the complex, pristine, perfect pattern that we hold now in the field. And all you've got to do, Master, is just show up right now, in your now moment. Even if your human aspect feels like it's dragging itself here, depleted and scattered, it matters not, because the part of you that is holding those patterns in the field with each and every one of us, that is your expanded soul aspect. No effort required here, Master. And in fact, the human aspect will be nurtured and nourished by this. So with each breath, allowing the physical aspect, the body, to just gently discharge, release, dissolve tensions, heaviness, emotional detritus, yours or anyone else's. It matters not. Just let the breath and the perfection of this moment, it will just move the energies to where they belong. Say it with me now. No effort required. So right now, we are going to sink in a little bit more deeply into what we talked about, what came up in the transmission last week. Or perhaps more aptly, we're going to allow that transmission to sink in a little bit more deeply. So we're going to... Hopefully I can keep to time. These are going to start to become like 40 minutes long soon, but we're going to do a bit of a guided visualization near the end to work with this on some different levels. This idea of sinking into the self, finding the self in amongst the vibrational space junk that is the quantum field right now, especially the quantum field in the third and fourth dimensional bandwidths, of course. There's a lot. So again, the importance of being able to find, feel, sense, tune to, anchor, hold, and then radiate your own unique, perfect vibrational signature. remember that the human aspects of what we know of as ourselves, the human aspect of that self, it occupies a certain set of coordinates in the quantum field. And if we are not anchored in the true purity of our own connection with Source, with the highest light, with our highest alignment, then that set of coordinates that the body is going to occupy will be a lower vibrational setting, and it will then leave us potentially open to infiltration by the sort of insane energetics that are zinging around us right now. And as we said last week, a goodly amount of those are very intentionally being generated. So this being able to find and then anchor within our own true suchness or vibrational signature being able to do that affords us a kind of protection beyond even the concept of the need for protection. So protection is a truth that is extremely resonant, no question, in the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. But in the more expanded vibrational and perceptual anchor points, it is not even a concept that holds together. Anchoring, aligning with, embodying, and radiating your highest, purest vibrational signature. Quite simply, changes your coordinates in the quantum field. And at that vibrational setting, or set point, it just sounds like such a New Age cliche, but there is nothing that can harm you. We can hold that pattern in the field, that alignment, that connection, that orientation, that vibrational and perceptual set point. That will assist others. We are holding that pattern then as a possibility for others. So it is our reality, it will be a possibility for someone. If you understand they not being in that place, it will then, but then it will seem more of a possibility to them if it is being anchored more and more and more and more. And also, if we can find, hold, anchor, embody, and radiate that alignment. And then still be navigating the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth, such as we are. Then, Master, you become the pattern, the alchemical flame, as we have talked about before. That when you encounter lower vibrational energetics, could be a thought, a belief, a potential, a piece of information that comes across in front of you, as it were. Frequencies, low vibrational frequencies that are being deliberately broadcast. When you encounter these pieces of information or these patterns in the field, you become the coherent pattern that will alchemize that. We could say on another level as well that we become the place where that and the source of that, especially the deliberately broadcast lower vibrational frequencies, they will become integrated by us. So from that place of anchoring, we will be able to, from our human perception, from that aspect, we will be able to receive pieces of information, look at things, acknowledge things. And we will not become terribly destabilized by it on an emotional level, on a mental level, meaning, you know, you won't be up at 3 a.m, eyes wide open, paralyzed with fear in your bed, kind of thing. Nor crash into a sort of depression. We will be able to hold, interact with, look clearly at difficult truths. And make no mistake, this is happening most obviously, of course, in the outer world. This is playing out very, like, it's like some bizarre dystopian technicolor movie playing out in the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. But it is very much, have you noticed? It is very much happening within us as well. It's that old, ooh, that squeeze we've been talking about, that you can run but you can't hide thing that's been happening for a year or two now. We will be able to hold that, hold it, meaning as though to observe from all angles, not hold, meaning bring it in and hang onto it and lodge it in our organs or something like that. Something that, let us say, is a deliberately broadcast frequency or piece of information, and it carries a certain charge, a certain low, dense distortion configuration. When it hits us, it will be transformed. We sort of neutralize it. So we are able to observe, to see. But we do that from the place of being anchored in our expanded awareness. Some teachers talk about divine neutrality. Of course, it's not that we're trying to set the bar irrationally high or anything, meaning it is probably certain that we will all get destabilized at some point. But it's not about that. Do I get thrown off? It is more about what I call my turnaround time. What's my turnaround time? How quickly can I get back into my alignment? So again, it's not that we're trying to put it unrealistically high expectation on the human aspect. But even the human aspect and the body and the cell consciousness, your endocrine system, all of your body's communication systems, they will all be tuned to and resting in the pool of information that comes from you being anchored in your highest self. Therefore, the body's reality will be one of, safety, continuity, nourishment. Expansion, curiosity, wonder. That will by far be the experience of the body consciousness, the galaxy of consciousness that is your body. So let's create a little bit of an experience now for your body, for those aspects of self. If you can lie down, by all means, lie down. And just sensing now a very large, beautiful golden sphere that in full, it's going to be larger than the room that you're in, maybe even larger than the dwelling that you're in. This sphere represents the energetics of nature. Just nature, nothing else, no spirit guides, no beings of light, nothing. So we're just working. I am not close to wrapping my head around this, but I can tell you that what we can imagine as being nature is even bigger, more complex, more beautiful, more powerful than we can understand right now. But even now, so imagining this beautiful sphere, feel it above, below, sensing the consciousness of the trees. Yes, the trees right near you, the ones right outside your window. Those trees, they are connected to both the tree, the overarching soul of the tree consciousness, the tree beings, the morphic field of the tree beings, the root system of the actual planet. They are connected to all trees. That is a part of this sphere of golden light, the roots beneath you. Moving energy and information and nourishment and love and support. that golden sphere contains the energies of the green-leafed beings in their exuberance, in their resilience. Shimmering softness of the space between the leaves, the vibrational essence of the being shimmering around each leaf, each twig. Nature is the space in between. Consciousness of soil and all of the life forms in soil, and it is the ancient earth beneath rock and aquifers, ribbons of precious metal and crystal. One beautiful story about nature as a consciousness is that it was an energetic a massive loving field of consciousness that enfolded a planet so that it might nurture, support life, bring it forth. That is the golden sphere of light that enfolds you now. That is the outermost sphere. And now within that, sense another sphere. This is a little bit closer to you now. And we're going to say that these are very simplified, you understand. We're going to say that this second sphere is the field of containment of your soul's energy. And now, again, you know, your soul is massive. But the spark of light from your greater soul field, your monadic soul field consciousness, the spark of light that came forth to be this incarnational point of attention, you imagine that is a sphere of light now, golden light. Work with golden light. And you experience that, could be 10 feet in diameter around you, something like that, 5 feet, whatever feels good for you. And this is your own soul's unique vibrational signature. And you can imagine that as being like, as though the body were sort of floating in a pool of, or a sphere filled with liquid golden light, like plasma. And it is holographic in a way, in that there are light codes within light codes, information and activations, and key codes and memory codes, patterns and templates. of this is in that light now. And your body is bathed in this now, each cell saturated. And finally, becoming aware of a brilliant sphere of pure, beautiful, dense golden light like a sun. That is your heart center. And again, you just feel that as whatever size you notice it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it seems to be the size of a softball, or if it's, you know, larger than your chest kind of thing. It doesn't matter. Those old stories about, is my chakra open or closed, or how big is it, or that, none of that matters. It's not accurate. That was such a very limited perception and quite a load of presumption and judgment piled on top of that. So it doesn't matter. Just sense like a sun. And sometimes I find it's actually easier to get that real sense of the density, I mean that in a good way, the density and the intensity of the light. Vital and vibrant and so powerful, if I imagine it to be a little bit smaller. That's what I'm trying to say. So you just feel that center, the heart center, the ascension stargate of the heart, the portal, the anchor point for the aspect of source light that is you. It is your commitment anchor point to this life, this mission. Feel that, place your awareness here now. And from this point now, anchoring in this point, sense gently the other two spheres from this center here, the center of the center of the center. In the center of that golden sun. The ascension stargate of the heart. Sense the sphere of your soul's frequency patterning around you. And then expand out just a little bit and just feel all around you. Oh, that beautiful. It's very spacious embrace of the nature sphere of golden light. The patterns and the geometries that are reflecting and expressing in your field are automatically changing right now. Either they are purifying and clarifying, or they are changing outright. No effort required. Rest here, Master. Hold this pattern. Your ability to do this in the times to come is of utmost importance. Get good at this.